It's Maria Boynton reporting. I'm talking to Tom Perez, who is chairman of the Democratic National Committee. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. 19 days till the weekend. We're sprinting around the country to make sure we elect Democrats up and down the ticket, including Stacey Abrams and the remarkable work she's doing to make history in Georgia.
How much intensity will the work be with 19 days remaining compared to what you've been doing up until this point?
Well, I feel like we've been in a sprint for some time. I seldom sleep in my own bed, and I'm fine with that because this is the most important election of our lifetime. Not only is our health care on the ballot and our public education and women's reproductive health and our environment, our democracy is on the ballot. The right to vote is on the ballot. And America as we know it is on the ballot. And so there's no time to rest because we've got to get out there and organize. And I'm so excited about what's happening in Georgia. The energy, we saw it in the Democratic primary. We've frankly seen it since January 21st of last year. And it has not abated, Maria. I was proud to help Keisha Lance Bottoms last year get elected mayor of Atlanta. That was a nail biter, and we were proud to help her get across the finish line. And we want to do the same thing for Stacey Abrams this year. We've got one of our best people down there working with her. We've got other folks helping out, and we've made significant investments so that she can organize everywhere and win. And she's just a spectacular candidate. And she's fighting for all Georgians to make sure they have opportunity.
Everyone, if you're just joining us, I'm talking to Tom Perez, who is the Democratic National Committee chair. You're also the former Department of Justice Assistant Attorney General for Civil Rights, which we know is the highest government position focused on civil rights in the Department of Justice. When you hear of situations such that is occurring in Georgia, 53,000 voter registrations being held by the Secretary of State, Brian Kemp, and all the other issues that are being brought into court, what do you say to that, Mr. Perez?
It's unconscionable. It's illegal. He should resign. When I ran the Civil Rights Division, we had to sue him because he wants to make it harder for eligible people to vote, not easier. He shouldn't be in that job. It is an affront to all foxes across America to compare him to a fox guarding the hen house. You look at what's happened since he's been in that job. They've canceled over 1.4 million voter registrations since 2012, almost 700,000 last year alone. The 53,000 people that you're talking about, I mean, here's what's going on. First, they put the voter ID law in place, which was onerous. And what did the community do? We organized. We got out there. We made sure people had IDs. And we got out there making sure they could vote. Now they look at that and they say, oh, my God, all these people, mostly people of color, are registering to vote. Oh, my God, we've got to raise the bar further. And that's what they're doing. It's illegal. 70% of the 53,000 voters who are in danger of being disenfranchised are African-American. You can bet your bottom dollar that if 70% of these 53,000 new registrants were white, he wouldn't be doing that. He would be spiking the football. This is illegal. It is un-American. And I applaud the lawsuit that was filed. If I had been running the Civil Rights Division, I would have sued him under the Voting Rights Act, under the National Voter Registration Act, and under the U.S. Constitution, because it's wrong what he's doing, and we're not going to let it succeed.
Yeah, I was with the Asian Americans Advancing Justice Atlanta group yesterday, and we just talked about the name situation in unto itself, because Kim is a surname in some cultures, and where with us, it's a first name. And so just the mix-up and the confusion there, and then misspellings of names, is not necessarily their fault, but could simply be the fault of a clerk who's typing in the information. I mean, can voters win at all if you're among those 53,000 that are being held up?
No, we're obviously there's a lawsuit pending. And one of the most important things we can do, the short answer is yes, we're going to win, and yes, we can win. But what it requires is preparation. This is This is ridiculous. If you have on your driver's license Thomas E. Perez, and then the voter registration says Thomas Edward Perez, that's not a match and you can't vote. Or if you are Thomas Perez, comma, Jr., and your voter registration says Thomas Perez Jr. without the comma, they're going to try to make it harder to vote. Why? Because they've looked at the universe of people in this cohort. They know that it's disproportionately minority. They don't want them to vote because they think they're going to vote Democratic, and so they want to suppress their vote. That's what's going on. That is unconscionable. And I think one of the most important things voters can do is don't wait till Election Day to figure out if there's a situation involving yourself. Call ahead. We have a voter protection hotline. It's 833-336-8683. You can go to iwillvote.com and get more information. Talk to someone beforehand so that we can be prepared. That's the best way for us to move forward, because I don't want people to show up on the most important day of our democracy and be turned away. And that's what Kemp wants to do. He should have resigned long ago. We're not going to let this happen. And that is why it is so important for people to prepare beforehand.
Been talking to the Democratic National Committee Chair, Tom Perez. Sir, it's always an honor and a pleasure to talk to you.
It's a pleasure to talk to you. Get out there and vote. 19 days till the weekend.
I'm Maria Boynton reporting.